T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Why has it got to be hot? All right, Mike, if you're still listening. No. I got all no's on the text line about that joke. I'm sorry. The critics have spoken. If you missed the joke, all right, it's at the end of the podcast, which you can get by searching for Overnight America wherever you download your podcast. There's a couple of songs I want to play for you. Well, really just one song. On September 28th, there's going to be a Tom Petty box set released. So Tom's daughter and his wife have apparently commissioned this thing. It's going to look at the last 40 years of music that Tom Petty put together. There's a lot. I mean, there's like 4 CDs that are going to be released, some of which are live songs. Looks like a lot of them are live songs. And some of them are... No, I take that back. They're just, each of them have the date of where it was recorded, when it was recorded, things like that. But one of the exciting things is they released a previously unreleased song called Keep a Little Soul. The first single from the set was recorded in 1982 as a result of the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers classic album Long After Dark. And I got a clip of it. You want to hear what the sound is? So this is Tom Petty, unreleased song from 1982.
One, two, three.
All right, before we play that, I just love how it starts that way. I love that. Almost, I want to start every conversation that way. When you have to ramp up to it. And one, and two, and one, two. I love it.
One, two, three.
Makes you miss Tom Petty. I saw him once in concert in Cincinnati, Ohio, because why not? I was working in Ohio, a couple hour drive down to Cincinnati. Why not go see Tom Petty on a nice night, which I did. So these 4 albums, or the 4 CD box set, will come out in September 28th. Producer Mike, I'm going to put you on the pop quiz tour here real quick. Can you hop up to the microphone? Tom Petty was one of the members of the Traveling Wilburys. How many other members can you name?
3, right? It was Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison, Jeff Beck. Is that his name?
Close. Jeff Lynn.
Jeff Lynn from ELO, right?
Yeah, and there was one other person. You're missing a very popular one.
Yeah.
One of the greatest musicians of all time.
From the Beatles.
Yes.
Wasn't it George Harrison?
Yes!
Okay.
I'm giving you full credit for that. You win the pop quiz.
Thank you, sir.
That was good. Now, one of those members was Roy Orbison, and there's news on him, too. I wish I could have seen him live at some point. Oh, wait, maybe there's a chance. The Roy Orbison hologram tour was announced. They're going to have a 28-date run starting October 1st in Oakland. And those performances will pair the Rock Hall singer with a live orchestra for the newly recorded, never-before-heard, digitally remastered arrangements of his classics. And I'm looking at, so he goes California, then they go up to Alberta, so they Edmonton and Calgary's hit there, North Dakota, Colorado, Wisconsin, Illinois on October 21st, and they skip over Missouri. But there's a reason for that, I think. because in addition to the touring production, the hologram will have a residency in Branson, Missouri. That's pretty awesome. The first ever hologram residency. It'll start in 2019, and they will schedule previews to begin later this year. That is something to get me down to Branson. I would love to see this. Roy Orbison has been considered the biggest range of any male voice. His range was unbelievable. And his songs, man, Only the Lonely. Just listen to Only the Lonely with some headphones on and really listen to that voice. It's enough to give you some goosebumps. But Alex Orbison, Roy's son and president of his music, previously said on the hologram, "My father had a special vocal ability that made him something. But that's what endeared him to his fans. For our family, it was an amazing emotional experience to see this for the first time. And no audiences worldwide will have the same reaction." Tickets are available on his website if you want to travel or just wait for it to come to Branson next year. That is so cool to me. Tom Petty's got some music out later this year. Roy Orbison. Now, maybe we can get a special appearance. So George Harrison's passed. I don't know what they're going to do, if they'll ever try to rehash him in a hologram form. Bob Dylan's still alive, of course. I've seen Dylan a couple of times. Puts on a pretty good show. And he has a great radio show, by the way. A couple other things I wanted to get to. There's a story that's been going around where Sarah Palin is saying she was duped into an interview by someone posing as a disabled veteran. And it gets a little deeper because apparently this persona has been used a couple of different times. I really don't know how to make ends or tails of this sort of thing. I really don't. But do you think it goes too far if you're trying to pull your comedic effect by mocking disabled veterans? Do you think that goes too far? This is someone that's widely known for putting on the characters and going and trying to do these fake interviews. He's very well known for it. Let's talk about that coming up next. There's a lot of disappointed people. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see a love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you
imagine that with a live orchestra playing. Oh, that is going to be so good. I got to be honest, I didn't realize he passed in 1988. That was so long ago. Well before I even had a chance to understand his greatness. Man, he was such a great singer, Roy Orbison. This gets me excited. When this tour finally makes its residency in Branson next year, I gotta go see this. I bet it's just gonna be fantastic. You get a live orchestra behind playing with them. Oh.
Anything you want, you
like, listen to that voice, man. Dude, he had the range unlike anyone else. And they show a little photo of it on the website. Rolling Stone Magazine is the one that wrote this up. It looks really good. It's really creepy. I mean, it's like he's really standing there. The technology is so weird anymore. It doesn't look like a robot. It actually looks like a very well computer-generated Roy Orbison, almost. But it looks real. But you know it's not. It's really strange. Okay, that was cool. Sorry, I played almost the whole song. I wanted to. I was so into it. That's going to be such a good exhibit. Here's something I don't know how to make ends or tails of, and it's a story that a lot of different people are reporting on. I'm just going to go with the People magazine version of it. So Sarah Palin claims she was interviewed by comedian Sacha Baron Cohen for his upcoming Showtime series, Who is America? After he duped her into believing he was a disabled U.S. veteran. That's lousy, right? It's pretty lousy if in order to get your comedy out there, you have to pose as a disabled veteran. I really don't like this. And Showtime, and I think CBS is even a producer on this. They have been, sponsored by CBS Showtime. This is what she tweeted out, Sarah Palin. Yep, we were duped. You got me, Sasha. Feel better now? I joined a long list of American public personalities who have fallen victim to the evil, exploitive, sick humor of the British comedian Sacha Baron Cohen, enabled and sponsored by CBS Showtime. She says that she and one of her daughters were asked to travel across the country for the interview, where she claimed Cohen had, quote, heavily disguised himself as a disabled U.S. veteran, fake wheelchair and all. Is that going too far? I think this is when people say, like, Hollywood is so left that it's unrecognizable to the right, that what their worldview is so unrecognizable. This is the example we're talking about. I cannot fathom, for entertainment purposes, trying to pose as a disabled veteran in order to get your political agenda across and use that as a way to entertain people. Like, oh, it's so funny. This is just hilarious. I know this is his thing, but come on, man. This has got to cross a line with a lot of different people. I'm hoping. 314-436-7900 or 800-925. 1120. Rich calling in St. Louis. Rich, what's going on?
This is just getting sad. I mean, you know, the guy had the success of the Ollie G show, which we got to be talking in close to like 15, maybe 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. He had success with Bo Rat. Great. Everything since then that he has managed to do has just been a bomb after a bomb after a bomb. I mean, the problem is, like, the sad thing is, he is a decent actor. He did really good in that Sweeney Todd movie. But, I mean, he just can't get anything going, so he's got to go back to the well, and he's got to be more outrageous. And it's depressing. It's watching someone's career just going slowly down the toilet, and it's just sad. And I'm really depressed that any major company, like, this would be something you would be like, oh, he's doing this on YouTube? Makes sense. But major companies getting behind it, it's just sad. I mean,
yeah, and there's other people that have been duped. Joe Walsh, former politician, but also someone that is a radio show host now. And even Carly Fiorina, it looks like, fell for it too. I don't know. Part of the preview they showed was Dick Cheney was part of it too. I feel like these guys got to be on guard for knuckleheads like this. I don't know why they go into it thinking that the intention is pure for people to pull stuff like this. I don't understand how he books things like this either. I'm sure they used the leverage of the name of Showtime. They were doing some sort of documentary or CBS, and they throw that out there and they allow something that, you know, if you think about CBS News and how prestigious that could be when you're saying you're coming in as CBS News and people say, oh, okay, you're reputable, I'll talk to you. And then they use that leverage in order to pull something like this. I would be so upset if I was CBS and saying, you know, we're not going to stand for this. We're not going to let you represent us doing stuff like this. But they haven't done that yet.
No, and it's sad because, you know, if this is a TV show, it's going to maybe last two seasons at most, probably one, and that, like, of what they're going to get out of it compared to what damage they're going to do for their reputation. It's absurd, and I just don't get it. Like, it's one of those things where you hear those, you see companies do absurd things, and you're like, a boardroom somewhere had to sign off on this and say, yeah, go for it. And you're just like, who are these people?
Yeah, I think they see this as an easy, we can get some people to post videos online, reactionary type of deal. It's probably going to be really popular digitally wise. People like watching this. There's an audience for it. But I don't think they realize how disrespectful that is. Getting a wheelchair, saying you're a disabled veteran in order to use that as a way to interview someone. I've read some of the transcript where they were kind of describing, like, I read the Joe Walsh thing, and he said what Sarah Palin was saying, it was exactly how she described it. So he gets called into what looked like a very sloppy set. They rush him into that sort of thing. They try to talk to you for an hour or more, longer than what you're scheduled for, in hopes that you storm off the set after they give you more and more absurd things and more absurd questions, because that's what they want. That's the where the money is for them, the reaction of the person standing up and leaving. And You know, they put it on TV, they'll laugh, and they'll say, oh, this is great. We're going to get all of our liberal friends together, and we'll laugh at how stupid Sarah Palin is. We'll laugh how stupid Carly Fiorina is. And, you know, the show ends, and it continues to feed the liberal agenda. And this is what this is what they produce in Hollywood. This is why we can't we wonder, and I say this on the show, you wonder why we can't trust the messages of what's being produced. The examples like this. And I hope that Showtime and CBS, they do the right thing and they say, all right, maybe we shouldn't put our name behind something like this. Sarah Palin has said, she hasn't said pull it off the air, don't produce it. She said, you know what, whatever money you make off of this, whatever profits, why don't you donate it to a veterans group? She's putting the pressure on that way.
And the sad thing is, if the roles were reversed, and that you'd be hearing bloody murder about this.
Yeah. The personalities you see, at least from the conservative side, you see them doing the man on the street style segment. They're not going out there and trying to pose as a disabled veteran in order to get reaction from people. Yeah. All right, Rich, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
Take care, Ryan.
Yeah, that was Drudge Report was someone that kind of alerted this, and I went to the Drudge Report just a minute ago, and that's when they said Carly Fiorina, latest victim. There's not an article with that too. I'm sorry, this is just not my thing, and it is very disrespectful. Here's what the statement was. So out of respect for what I was led to believe would be a thoughtful discussion with someone who had served in uniform, I sat through a long interview full of Hollywoodisms, disrespect, and sarcasm, but finally had enough and literally physically removed my mic and walked out, much to Cohen's chagrin, is what Palin said. The disrespect of our U.S. military middle-class Americans via Cohen's foreign commentaries under the guise of interview questions was perverse. And Palin went on to challenge CBS and Showtime to donate all proceeds from the show to charity that actually respects and supports American vets. People are very upset about this. I mean, people are writing online, like, here's another quote she added. You mock politicians and innocent public personalities all you want. If that lets you sleep at night, but how dare you mock those who have fought and served our country? Truly sick. Showtime, at least as of now, has no comment on this. The trailer for this thing's out. And I don't know if it's getting any traction. I'm sure people on the left are just really into this sort of thing. I mean, like, they probably watch this and feel like this is like their style of snuff film or something like that. Like, this is the forbidden thing that they're not supposed to watch, but they can't get enough of it. Leonard calling in from St. Louis. Leonard, what's up?
Yes, this is Leonard. I'm saying that, you know, like, these days, there's a lot of people that can act as their police officers, and they're not even police officers at all. They say they can get arrested for impersonating a police officer. And if people were in service, they can keep the uniforms they have, but they can't wear that insignia impersonating a military officer. So that's the way people are doing with these wheelchairs, claiming that they're disabled, and they're not even disabled at all. And, you know, one time I was working at a job, and there was this one girl I met. She had on a family reunion T-shirt. So I asked her if she was related to certain people in that, and she told me she was. Then after I mentioned her aunt that I met her niece in that, and then she asked, how did you meet my niece? Oh, I was working at a job, and she had on this family reunion T-shirt, and her aunt says that she tells all the family members that before they put this T-shirt on, they need to watch how they conduct themselves because
Going to
have an effect on the family.
Oh, I totally agree. No, hey, you're right. Leonard, thank you for your call. Yeah, stolen valor is a serious thing. Stolen valor is, it's a very serious accusation. And I tell you that people in the military do not look positively upon it. The other part of this is, back in the day, you used to represent your family, and Leonard has a big point there. When you walked out of the door, you were a representative of your family and your parents. It's not like that anymore. It should go back to that. That would help solve a lot of the problems we run into. All right, we're going to do something I saw this question online. I think it's fascinating. What's something that seems obvious in your profession, but the general public seems to misunderstand? I got a lot of them in radio. But whatever your profession is, what's something the regular, everyday Joe does not realize about your job? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. It's Overnight America, KMOX. Nope, this is not as good as Roy Orbison. Sorry. Man, I'm basically going to be listening to all Roy Orbison for the next week and a half, probably. I saw this posted online. I thought it was a fascinating question. What's something that seems obvious in your profession, but the general public seems to misunderstand? Whatever your job is, or whatever profession you're in, or your spouse, or whoever it is, what's something that, unless you are in that field, you would never know? Or what's something that anyone outside of that field always gets wrong? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I got a couple of examples, and I'm curious what yours are. For example, someone said, rebooting computers really does fix a lot of your problems. So if this is a computer expert's talking about something. Here's someone that said, don't use cheap contractors. Odds are they won't do their job properly or at all. Also, sometimes their references are their mothers. It's a pretty good bit of advice. One person said, pharmacy tech here. A lot of the time, we just act as the middleman. We don't make the medication. We aren't in charge of shortages. You don't decide your copay. And all we can do on prior authorizations is to let the doctor know to reinstate the process. Didn't realize that. So I guess the pharmacy techs in there, there's not a lot they can do on that end. Here's one. When you've come across a crime scene or are a victim of one, do not touch anything or change anything. Don't cover the body with a sheet if you find a loved one. Don't shower if you're assaulted. Don't change clothes, nothing. Call the cops and leave everything the way it is. You can accidentally wipe off fingerprints or lose DNA, things like that. That's pretty good advice. One person said, working in the medical field does not make me or you an expert in the entire medical field. So next time you're at a party or a friend's house and you're like, oh, you're a doctor? Can you look at this one thing? And you start lifting your shirt up. Oh, can you look at this real quick and see what this looks like? They might not be an expert. They might not know about that sort of thing. Here's one that I'm sure producer Ben will sympathize with. The receptionist does not need to know who you are or what your story is. Just tell me who you want to talk to. I've got three other lines ringing. Producer Ben, who is someone that screens the calls here through the overnights, I get it. You might want to tell him exactly what you want to tell me, but he's like, all right, just tell me kind of what you want to talk about. Give me an idea and we'll get you on. All right. You don't need to hear the whole life story. He doesn't need you to rehearse what you're going to say on air. I get it. So yeah, what are some of those things that seem obvious in your profession, but the general public completely misunderstands? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Beth calling in all the way from Texas. How you feeling, Beth?
Hi, Ryan. How are you doing?
Good.
As a teacher, most people assume that I get paid in June, July, and August for doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, my salary is earned from September 1 to May 31st.
Uh-huh.
And instead of only paying me those months, school districts are kind enough to divide my salary into 12,
mm-hmm.
so that I make something during summer. So I don't actually have to go and find another job in order to pay my bills during summer.
That probably helps with taxes, too, spreading it out, right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
But most people just assume that we get paid for doing nothing.
Well, we haven't
done anything, so that's why.
You get the option. Do they give you the option if you want it in 9 months as opposed to 12?
They used to. Well, I can talk about in Texas. In Texas, they used to. But about 10 years ago, it became a state law that mm-hmm. we had to be paid in 12 equal payments.
Oh, so everyone had to receive payment that way.
Right. Now, sometimes if you're working for a long time for a school district and you're rather high up, like a superintendent or an assistant principal or something like that, they might still only pay you for 9, but you don't want it that way because That means that then you have to figure out how much you need every month in order to have that much left over for June, July, and August.
There were some other things.
Because when I taught for the military, they only paid us during the months we actually worked.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to figure out how much to save every month so I would have some salary for June, July, and August.
How much money do they take out of your paycheck just for retirement? Because they force money out, right?
A huge chunk.
It's a lot.
A huge chunk.
Yeah.
And then what happens is they also take, they used to, they don't anymore, they used to take out Social Security. They don't take Social Security out of my check or out of our checks anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But in Texas, the law says I can take future retirement. But if I then take Social Security too, then however much I'm getting from Social Security is taken out of my teacher retirement.
I see.
So he'll only get one. Now, if I had a husband and got his Social Security, that's different.
Yeah.
That, you know, I didn't earn it. That's okay. Called double, you know, but there were some districts that they used to, teacher retirement and Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
And teachers who were retiring would come and work for them for a week.
Yeah.
Okay. And would qualify for Social Security.
Interesting.
But,
all right.
You know, as a, when you retire, you only get about a half to a third of what you made during the month when you actually were teaching. So you don't get that much anymore.
A third of what you were getting? Huh. So they cut down the amount you said?
Yeah. I used to make $4,300 a month.
Uh-huh.
My retirement pension is, and they just took out for my income tax the other day on it. It's $2,164 a month.
Okay, so yeah, it's cut in half almost, like the way it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The reason why I asked on Facebook the other day if you were in the Wienermobile in the parade,
right,
was because they actually showed the VP parade here locally for the 4th of July.
You watched it, the St. Louis parade down in Texas?
I watched the St. Louis parade.
Wow.
An hour and a half of it. And then I remembered as a child, we came through St. Louis one time, and that was when it was called the Veiled Prophet. It wasn't called the VP parade.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to go on boats down the Mississippi. And so we were going through St. Louis. My father would always get us so lost in St. Louis, but he got us to St. Louis, and we got for, I think the big bridge is the MacArthur Bridge. It was at the time. And we got in this lane, and we had to, it was stop and go traffic. And my father couldn't understand why it was stop and go traffic.
Yeah.
It was 8 o'clock at night. We ought to be able to go. They were redoing the pavement of the bridge. We went across the Mississippi on 2x4s.
Well, you know, they just finished that this year.
I know.
That's what it feels like. They've been constant construction.
On the driver's side. And there was nothing over here on the driver's side. And there was a railing over on the passenger side. And my mother was terrified of heights.
I would be too. I couldn't handle it.
My mother was like, we're going to wind up having to have her walk across the bridge.
I know. I would be the same way. You're not going to get me on 2x4s across a bridge. Hey,
it was
Beth, good to hear from you. Thanks for sharing that.
Sure, Ryan. Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. Yeah, I'd be not happy. I'm sorry. I'm turning this boat around. Not going to happen. So it kind of goes back to her and teaching. Yeah, you don't realize how some of the payments work, even though they may get a paycheck for 12 months out of the year, but it's spread out because she's only contracted to work 9 of those 12. So let me ask you the question. What's something that seems obvious in your profession that the general public seems to misunderstand? And I'm going to throw this out here. I've done this on the air every once in a while, and it seems to be a popular segment. Have you ever wanted to ask the show a question? Have you ever wondered what goes on behind the scenes here at KMOX or Overnight America? I'll answer those questions, too, because there's a lot of misconceptions, and people misunderstand what goes on every day in radio. I got a couple of them I'll go over here, too. But if you've ever wanted to ask the show a question, do that, too, at 314-436-7900. You can call or text that line on Overnight America KMOX. So what's something that seems obvious in your profession, but the general public just doesn't understand? I got a couple of radio ones I'm going to share with you. And I do this every once in a while, but is there anything you've ever wanted to ask the show? Have you ever wondered something about radio or KMOX, about what goes on behind the scenes, and you just want to ask the question? I can try to answer it for you. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I'll try my best. I don't have the every answer in the world, but I'll try. Bob calling in from Afton. Bob, what's going on?
Hey, Ron. I always wanted to know, why can't KMOX or other AM radio broadcast in stereo like FM radio channels do?
Yeah, it is a bandwidth between the AM and FM. You know, it's funny you mention that, because there was a time when AM radio experimented with stereo. And there is stereo AM, kind of. And then there's also like HD radio, which a lot of AM stations have an HD signal, which puts stereo into it. But back in, I want to say late 70s, they started experimenting with kind of like AM stereo, like you would hear on the FM. And apparently it was glorious, but it never caught on. And no one bought the receivers, and they abandoned it. They just didn't. Because FM was FM. And they, you know, people said, if I'm going to listen to stereo, I might as well just listen to FM. So they bought into the FM radios and the stereos, and it really didn't make sense for AM to do the same thing. So, I've heard that story before. So they've tried. It's possible, but it's just not something that's they moved forward.
Ryan, when you go under an underpass and you got AM radio on, it'll cut out. But if you got FM radio on, it won't cut out at all. Why is that?
I can try to answer this one, too. I think I know the answer to it. But if you look at the wavelength of a FM, like, wavelength compared to an AM wavelength, it's the same thing that goes on. Like, let's say you're in your house and someone drives by and they got the big bass on their car, and you can hear the bass, but you can't hear the song. You know how what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, think of that as like the sound wavelength. So the lower wavelengths, the bass ones, can go through walls easier because they're like longer wavelengths, so they can go through the walls. The higher end sounds are very, like, it's hard to explain without actually looking at it, but since they're like shorter, they get blocked by things like walls. So like when a car comes by, they got the heavy bass going on, the sound of the bass comes through and you can hear that, but you can't hear the other parts of it. AM and FM is kind of similar in that sense. So when you get towards like these tunnels and these areas, the wavelength doesn't necessarily get down there like the FM ones do. And it also has to do with the atmosphere, because the atmosphere, the AMs can travel farther, but it's the short distances and trying to get into these nooks and crannies. It's a complex question, but I hope that kind of answers it.
Yeah, okay, Ryan. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bob. Wow. That was some good couple questions. What are those things you've ever wanted to know about radio? I could have just completely made that up. I don't think it's false. I think that's the right answer. But 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I actually have a couple here that I want to share with you about radio right after we talk to Rob in O'Fallon. Rob, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I just want to say I have the utmost respect for teachers. Mm-hmm. More than half my life, I've been married to two of them. And I know exactly what the lady from Texas is calling about, but can I give a little spin on it?
Okay.
So you know, I'm a union carpenter. I've been my whole life, and there's certain ways to look at it, and you certainly never want to bring up with your wife when she's a teacher. This conversation never is, but look at it this way. They make a certain amount of money for 9 months, just like she said, mm-hmm. which is not enough. Teachers are never paid enough, like policemen and all other things, whatever. But they make that amount for 9 months. So they spread it out for 12. That's their choice, whatever. So they could make more money the 3 months are out of school. Like she said, she doesn't choose to do that, neither does my wife. Mm-hmm. But they also get paid 14 days at Christmas. You know, they get paid days that you and I have to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
If we took off holidays, we wouldn't get. So they have a lot of nice benefits. And I think that's very fair for teachers, for all they go through.
Okay.
For what they do. But I think, you know, in general, people look at that a lot. And like she said, they look down on it. And they don't know what teachers go through every day to take care of those kids.
Oh, it's just crazy. You have to be a saint.
Worth it.
You have to be a saint to be a teacher. It's unbelievable what they have to go through.
And I do appreciate her call because, like I said, I've had two wives that are teachers. But, you know, they're lucky. I wish I could get paid on Christmas, you know. But, again, they're home with their kids. They get to stay with their kids in the summer. So, okay. You know, you can look at it a couple different ways. But, again, I appreciate her phone call because teachers are the best people in the world.
Thanks, Rob. Good to hear from you. You got it. Now, he mentioned his wives, so he's had multiple. I wonder if the first marriage fell apart after he criticized the teacher aspect, the job. I'm kidding, of course, but that's something that starts fights. Yes, he knows. That's something that starts fights. I got a couple of other radio things here, things that may seem obvious to the people in radio, but not so much for the general public. Because I'm on the air for 4 hours or 5 hours, whatever it is a night, it doesn't mean like I just show up and walk through the studio door and I just turn the on button on like Robin Williams in Good Morning Vietnam. If you remember, it was like they were doing the news and he was walking in, and as the news ended, he pressed the button, Good Morning Vietnam. It's not like that. There's a lot of preparation that goes into it. And it's not just, oh, I'm going to print off a couple of stories from the internet and read from them. There's a lot of, and same thing with music radio, not just talk radio like here at KMOX. There's a lot of thought that goes into what music to play at what time and in what order. It's very competitive, the music format. Same thing with the talk format. There's some decision making that goes into what do we talk about and when do we talk about it? How do we approach the topic? How do we approach the calls? So there's a lot that goes into that too. Another thing is the tickets. Radio people hate this. If you haven't talked to someone in 5 years and then all of a sudden you call them up or message them on Facebook and say, hey, you work at the radio station, right? Hey, can you get me some meet and greet tickets to this one concert, even though I haven't said hi to you in 5 years? I gotta do something like that. Drives us crazy. Radio people, man, we know it. There's a lot of, radio is such a weird industry. Like, radio people are weird to begin with. Any radio person I've met off the air, none of them are normal. Like, they're all odd, every single one of them. Maybe I'll play the wine line call. I heard, talking about weird, I heard Mark Reardon call into the wine line with a character voice. I hear Ron from Florissant calling in. We'll get to your call after the break. But is there something that seems obvious in your profession, but the general public just completely misunderstands? I know there's a lot of examples out there. I got actually a couple of more here to read off of. Like, for example, one person said, I'm a zookeeper. Big cats, as general rule, can and will kill you, given a chance. Those animals are not depressed. They're just napping. And the natural world is in a terrible state. Yeah, the documentaries make it look nice, but ooh. Got a lot to learn from your profession if you got some secrets you'd like to share. It's Overnight America. KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.